Hello, everyone. This is the Parks Academy, where we discuss and celebrate all things theme parks related. We focus mainly on Disney parks and resorts in both Anaheim and Orlando. My name is Paige.
My name is Steven.
And today we are back.
That's pretty much like the crux of it. We're just back.
It's been a while.
It's been, our last episode was recorded on November 6th. Well, it was recorded much before that, but it was released on November 6th, 2023. And obviously the reason is because we have a second kid.
Yep.
We have a now 6 month old on the day this is going out. And we were really hoping to come back in January because our kid was born late September. And then, by the way, everyone's good. He's super healthy. He's amazing. He already has his first Disney trip planned and tickets are bought. Everything's great. But anyway, we were going to start in January after the holidays, and then we're like, maybe February, and then we were like, maybe March, and then it's now March 25th.
Yeah, and then here we are.
And now both of our children, our 2.5-year-old, well, a little over, almost 2.5-year-old, and our 6-month-old are finally on like a sleeping rhythm, fingers crossed.
Yeah, I think you just jinxed us by saying that just now.
No, I don't think so.
I think you did.
Yeah.
One we kind of eventually got the hang of. Two, it's every day is a gamble.
Yeah, that's for real. The other thing is, since like our last episode, I had a company and I sold it, and now I'm like working for an actual business instead of like running my own thing like I used to do.
So you're much less flexible.
So I'm a lot less busy, air quotes, like on a day-to-day basis. Like in the evenings I have more time to like actually be with my family, but I'm extremely like, I'm in an office all day, which is amazing. I love it. I'm still doing marketing. It's great. But that also played a big factor in why we couldn't get our feet on the ground with doing this again.
And now I'm a stay-at-home mom, so quote unquote I'm more flexible because I don't have to go into a job every day. However, I feel much less flexible because now my job is 24/7, baby.
Yeah. Because like you run the kids all day long, and then I usually get home around 6, and I walk through the door, and I, because you're like taking care of two babies, basically, I come home, I cook dinner, we clean up, we get the kids, like play with them, bathe them, put them to bed, and then it's like 10:30.
And then I'm like ready for bed.
10 o'clock, and then we're like, well.
Want to talk Disney or want to go to bed?
Record a podcast, we could either watch television or we can just go to sleep.
Yep.
And usually going to sleep is like 60%, television was like 30%, and 10% was debating whether or not we wanted to do this again until we just went to sleep.
Yep, that's right.
So
here we are.
Here we are.
We're back.
I'm honestly really happy to be back because you missed the last pretty big handful of episodes. I don't even know if you heard them or not, to be honest with you.
I can't even remember.
So we did.
I was a little bit busy when these episodes came
out. Yeah, so we did our Disney showcase, our Epcot showcase, World Showcase miniseries. That was so much fun. We had a lot of amazing people on them. A couple of them I swung by myself, which was totally cool.
I had a great time during that series. I would love to go back and do that again someday.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. I loved having all the guests on there to speak about some of their favorite pavilions and
mm-hmm.
to learn about some of the history of the pavilions and more in depth about the stories and little hidden things. I had so much fun with that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then I kind of broke off on my own and I did 3 other episodes, one with Stephen Clark, the distrovert, I can't remember how to say his branded name, but he's basically runs like a Disney introvert channel, which check out that episode. We talked to a really amazing Disney concept artist. His name was Jacob McAllister. Had a very, very good time speaking with him. Extremely interesting dude, artist, you know, it was just so much fun. Photographer, just so fun talking with him. And then, the last episode we released, 84, was the Haunted Tiki Cruise with Corey, or the Jungle Cruiser, who ran, the podcast, bracket, like the March Madness
right.
podcast
yes.
battle. So it's been a lot of fun. We've been able to keep up with all of our pals. But it seems to me that everyone is just kind of busy doing stuff and, you know, families and whatnot. But, it does seem to me like we're at a place where we can kind of get our boots on the ground a little bit, as it were.
Yeah,
so
we're back and we're ready. We're ready to record. We're ready to jump back into another series.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited. We've really enjoyed the time to just have this time off to be with our family and to kind of relax a little bit. But this really doesn't take up too much of our time, and it's something that we really love. We love to do together.
Mm-hmm.
We love the community of you guys that listen and that write to us on Instagram. We appreciate it. We feel so loved when we see all the comments and things that when you guys write us. It's so much fun. So thank you for that.
Plus, our friends over at Make It Magical just hit 100 episodes, like, this week. And I was like, man, we fell behind so quick. So you got to catch up, you know?
We dropped back.
We dropped the ball so hard. I was actually getting really antsy, too, because I felt like we were so out of touch with everything going on with Disney. Like, I would see news that happened in the parks and discover it, like, 2 weeks later, because I wasn't really living in that space any longer. Which was kind of a bummer. So it's definitely nice to be back. This 2023 was the very first year since we got married, I believe, maybe a year or two, maybe there was 1 year in there somewhere, but that was the only year we had not been to a Disney park.
That's right. It
was 2023.
There were reasons.
We found out we were having another baby in like January.
It was January. Yep.
So, we ended up just scrapping that whole thing. And instead of going down to Florida in the humidity or California on a long flight with a 1 year old, she was one. We decided to just go up to Portland, Maine instead.
We did.
Last year. And it was nice.
It was great.
But I just kept on missing out on Disney stuff. And it was so weird, like actually not getting to go last year.
I know. I felt like we lived vicariously through our friends who went to Disney this past year.
Yeah. There's a lot of them.
And planning for our trip for this year.
Right. I want to talk about that because the funny thing, too, is we went in October of 2022, of course, and then we didn't go in 2023. And 2024 is going to be such a dry spell because we're going in December.
Right.
Like late November, early December.
So we have to wait the whole year.
So we have to basically wait the whole year.
Which will be worth it. And we've already gone through 3 months of the year.
And this is actually the very first time ever that we are doing a trip like this because Paige's parents, for Christmas, surprised us and our kids and Paige's brother and his fiance with like tickets and itineraries and...
Right, hotels. Park tickets, the whole
matching
thing.
Shirts, gift cards,
the whole thing,
new
suitcases,
luggage. Yeah,
right.
It was crazy.
It was awesome.
So we're gonna do that with Paige's family, and they're very, very excited about it because one, they get to take their grandchildren for the very first time to Disney. Like, or it's gonna be our son's first time, which is really great.
Right.
Unless there's a miracle and we end up going like in the next 6-7 months, which
I'm thinking that
that's gonna
that
take
chance
a miracle.
Is
yeah,
slim to none.
So we're going to take our son for the first time. It'll be our daughter's second time there. And then it'll be my in-laws, Paige's parents' very first time going with their grandkids. So they're they might be more excited than anyone going on the trip. And Paige has a very enthusiastic brother.
I do.
So
I think maybe my brother is equally excited as our daughter.
That's probably true. We just got back from a trip with her family to Florida.
We did.
We went to the Orioles spring training, and it was amazing. It was so much fun. We all stayed in a house together. But it was like Florida, so we were kind of just not like good. Well, it was good Florida, but it wasn't like Orlando, good
right.
theme park Florida.
Different Florida.
And
it was a beach, pool, baseball trip.
Yeah, exactly. So that was a lot of fun. Our daughter absolutely loved it. So if she like loved that, where it was not necessarily a kid-centric trip at all, then I think she's just going to be absolutely jacked up on this one.
Well, I mean, just to throw this out there, we also happen to be going her birthday.
That is, her third birthday.
Yeah.
We're going down.
So she is going to think that this whole stinking trip is about her.
I need her to chill because...
Which is great and fantastic. And what 3-year-old would not want to spend their birthday in Disney World?
We had a discussion about needing to figure out our daughter's situation because we keep falling into these things where like we take her somewhere and it ends up being... like a better ticket, or we are able to like get access to
VIP status.
Yeah, like we're not special, but like the job that I work in is partnered with a broadcast company that is able to get tickets to like games and suites and stuff. So we went to a Warriors basketball game in Washington and sat in a suite. And our daughter's just like, this is pretty much how things go. And I'm like, I'm gonna have to buy you nosebleeds. And we're going to have to like do something on your brother's birthday next year. So that way you don't feel like you,
like
you know,
everything
rule the
for
roost.
You is special.
Exactly. Exactly.
Goodness gracious.
But it'll be so much fun. I'm a little bit anxious about the matching shirts.
It'll be great.
I have to admit.
You and my dad are not about the matching shirts, but you are going to survive one day.
We will.
Meanwhile, my mom and I are planning to get matching shirts for other days.
Oh my gosh.
As well.
I've been actually stocking up on Roosevelt's for this trip.
Yes, you have.
I'm really excited. One for basically every day except the matching shirt day.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. It's great.
Yeah. What do you, I feel like there's so much that's changed in the parks since we would have been there last in 2022, because that was the 50th, which feels like an eternity ago now.
It does.
And then when we go, like we didn't see Tron yet. We haven't been on that.
No.
I don't even know. I'm just going to just show my cards. I don't even know what show is happening at Epcot right now. I have no idea, frankly. I really don't.
Well, last that we talked would have been during the World Showcase series when they had just turned it back, right?
Honestly, I don't. It's been so long, and I have baby dad brain, so I don't remember in the slightest.
Yeah, there's going to be definitely a lot of changes. I mean, we'll have Tiana's Bayou Adventure will be open by then.
Yep.
I actually saw some posts from this past weekend where they were running some tests on that.
Did you see the animatronic for that?
I did not.
I'm going to pull it up on my handy-dandy screen here. I'm not going to play the video because I don't want people to hear it. But it looks amazing.
Oh, wow.
It's so good. Now, beautiful. I believe that she does have the holographic eyes. Maybe it doesn't look like it. But it looks really, really cool.
Beautiful.
And I know, too, that D23 is right around the corner. So there's a lot going on with that we're going to be able to kind of catch up on. And hopefully we can just pull out our popcorn and enjoy a night of watching what's coming. Because I definitely have missed out. Like, I think I had a dream that there was going to be two more gates opening up in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that wasn't a dream. Like, maybe that is happening. I just don't quite. I don't know for 100%.
Well, there's been so much news.
I know.
There's been so much news because it's been 6 months
we've
been gone.
Yeah, but guess what? We're not a news podcast, so it doesn't matter.
Well, we're not. And we're not going to sit here and just go over all the changes. There's just certain things I'm looking forward to. I'm really, really excited to do the Moana's Journey water.
Yeah, Journey into wet water imagination.
Yep, definitely Journey into wet imagination. We're back,
gosh,
guys. We're back.
Gross.
And Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Uh-huh.
Tron. Super looking forward to that.
Ditching our children and going to Trader Sam's.
Yes.
That's going to be great.
We are really excited for that, as you guys know. We've mentioned before that we want to check that place out. We love a good tiki bar. We actually, we went to a tiki bar that we stumbled upon.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Sarasota, Florida. And it was a hole-in-the-wall tiki bar connected to a motel.
It smelled like cigarettes inside of it.
Yep.
As we were rolling up, they were just finishing drag bingo.
Yep.
And we missed that, which I was severely disappointed. Bingo's great. But,
like 5 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, it was just a local yokel place and surrounded by like old people on vacation. That was kind of a breath of fresh air, except for the smoky walls.
Right, that's true.
It was nice.
So there was really no actual fresh air.
Mm-mm.
But other than that,
it was like a hypothetical.
It was just a figure of speech.
Yeah, it was like a nomenclature.
Yeah.
So one of the biggest things, and this episode honestly is probably going to be fairly short and, just kind of bright and tight because we don't really have like an insane amount to go over. If there was any news that I wanted to even touch on briefly, it's that obviously there's a brand new cruise line, the Disney Destiny, which I know everyone already knows about. They have the heroes and villains sort of theme that seems really interesting and fun. The reason that I bring it up is because we are planning as a family to next year, come hell or high water, actually go on a Disney cruise.
You really, really want
to
make that
so
happen.
So we feel as though our children will be old enough to do it. Like, I don't actually, you know, I don't even care about age on that one. We feel as though it'll be a good timing for us, good summer, spring, fall, whatever vacation.
We'll have a 3.5-year-old and a 1.5-year-old.
Yeah.
So,
and
like,
so,
is that really a good age for a cruise? Probably not, but
it doesn't matter.
Whatever. Who cares?
Literally, nothing matters. So. We're going to do that. And what I'm excited about too, is that each one brings its own sort of curiosities and interest, an aesthetic to it. So I kind of feel like we just like throw a dart at a wall, and whichever cruise line it hits, we just go on that one, whether right. it's the Wish or the Destiny or the Adventure or the villain or yep. whatever
all
these
of
ships
those
are, the
are
magical cruise. Like
I would love to do the Treasure.
Yeah, the Treasure,
for
that's
what
one.
It's worth.
That's one. I want to do the one with the Star Wars Lounge. But wish. I kind of don't really care. As, but like, but I also don't care that much either.
Right.
Like, I'll just go wherever.
Right.
I just don't want to go on the Ant-Man, like, dinner show experience. That yeah. seems like too much for me.
I don't need a test kitchen food.
No, gosh, no. Pim, come on.
Come on,
Pim. You and your particles, get out of here with your low budget third film. Actually, it was a very high budget. It was just terrible. the only other thing that I was really jacked up about was that it was just like a week or two, maybe a couple weeks ago, that Patrick Warburton surprised fans on Soarin'. Did you see that?
I did.
I just thought that was really just a nice little thing.
I didn't even recognize him at first when I was scrolling through Instagram.
I know, he's an old dude.
Man, he's getting up there.
Yeah, he's just such a treasure himself. And it was just, that was just kind of a fun thing, very nostalgic to see that. And the fact that he did that was just
what
cool.
a sweet little gesture for him to just show up and surprise people.
What a sweet little man. So, I mean, do you have anything, you know, that you want to touch on since we've been, you know what? The 49ers lost the Super Bowl and I was devastated.
That's right.
That happened while we were gone.
We don't talk about that. Also, this whole football season was kind of wonky.
What do you mean?
Everybody was mad or happy about, you know, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. There was just like,
yeah,
everybody talked about football this year, which was kind of weird for me.
Yeah, that was weird, huh?
I don't like football.
Yeah.
I love Taylor Swift, but I'm not a friendship bracelet wearing, Eras tour going Swiftie. So it was just a
Thank
weird
God for that,
thing.
Because like, I've seen people on, no disrespect, but like,
if you wear friendship bracelets and you went to the Eras Tour, I would have liked to have gone. I was super pregnant.
Yeah, I was going to surprise you and go. We were going to go to the one in Philly, and I pulled up tickets, and nosebleeds were $2,400 a piece.
And
I said,
he was just going to send me, but not for that price.
Well, and even then, like, who wants to do that by themselves?
I would have done it by myself.
Get solo drunk with Taylor.
I was super pregnant, so none of that would have happened.
Yeah, just a weird, I mean, we're not a sports podcast either, but just like a weird vibe overall, too. Like, they have the Disney. They have the Toy Story game.
Yeah, and then the Nickelodeon Super Bowl.
And then SpongeBob did the Super Bowl. And then NHL hockey was like, we'll do that too. And then Big City Greens did that. Was that not hockey?
No, pause.
What was that?
The Super Bowl halftime show.
Mm-hmm. With
A
Usher?
Plus.
A plus.
A plus.
Such an A plus. We're going to go see Usher in a couple months. So
that's right.
Amazing.
We are definitely doing that. Mm-hmm. That was the best part. Our daughter was dancing. She was having it with Usher. It was great.
Yeah. Not just as, I mean, it was a devastating blow, but it has nothing to do with anything. So
that's right. We always, you know, whenever we talk sports on this podcast, I always say, well, they own ESPN. So
exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. What did Big City Greens do? I think it was hockey, wasn't it? Did you see that?
Negative.
It was something. I don't think it was basketball, but and that's a Disney show. So
yeah. But, well, we watched that in a hotel or something.
We watched
looking for
when we were in Albany visiting my sister.
That's right.
I think.
Yes. That's definitely where it was. Yeah, Disney Channel. See? Everything comes full circle.
Everything just right there. Speaking of Disney shows and TV, our son is really into Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
That's right.
We're just full force.
We're
just
right
going.
Back to Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. New Bluey episodes.
New Bluey episodes. Snap to Grit. Oh, you know what we did?
Uploaded.
Go ahead.
No, that's all I was going to say. New Bluey episodes have been uploaded since we were last here. They're fantastic.
We took our daughter to go to in Washington, D.C., this company called Camp. That does like these really interactive experiences. And we took her to do one for Encanto. And it was really cool. It was like in a mall. That was very unexpected. I didn't really expect how it was going to work, but it was like this, like the entire casita where you walked through and there was like everything in each room was extremely interactive and engaging. And the people who worked there were singing and playing the different characters. And our daughter was just wholeheartedly in love with Isabella's room. And that was a lot of fun. That made me feel like kind of like I was in Disney again.
It very much felt like, you know, a Disney on Ice level experience, or mm-hmm. the Disney 100 exhibit that we went to mm-hmm. in the Franklin Institute. Like yeah. those, it was very Disney level. I was thinking about that too. When yeah. you mentioned that. It was great. Camp has stores sort of all over the country. I think Los Angeles, New York, D.C., Chicago.
Yeah.
There may be one in Texas or something.
Probably.
But if you live in any of those, you know, big populated cities or states, mm-hmm. Check out, see if there's a camp store near yeah. you. They rotate what they do. Some of the stores, you know, have like Trolls themed mm-hmm. or Bluey themed, or there's one with Mickey and Friends mm-hmm. Right now. I think that one might have been Chicago or something. But
I don't know. But that's it's so fun.
Yeah.
It was a
look
cool
it up.
Thing.
It's very cool. It was worth the money. They really do it up. And yeah. then you can buy merch specific to that.
Oh my gosh, was that merch expensive?
Yeah, it's exclusive to the camp stores, but it was pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff.
It was cool. If you have kids or whatever, go. I would not recommend going without kids, because that'd just be super weird.
Yeah, it's...
I would not recommend going without kids.
There's like slides. Like,
period.
And, yeah.
Yeah, don't go for the vibes, because the vibes are like kids only.
Yeah, it's... Go with children.
Yeah, go with God.
Find a niece or nephew or a cousin or something, so that
like,
you're not the... lone adult
just
there
like
by
don't
yourself.
Find a random kid.
No, I notice I listed people
don't
that would be related to you
related,
in some manner.
Best friend's kid, you
right.
know,
right.
whatever. I guess that the only final thing that pops into my head Disney related that happened while we were gone was we did take our daughter to go see Wish, which was her very first in theater experience.
My gosh, we haven't talked since Wish.
No,
talked since Wish.
That was like a Thanksgiving Christmas film.
That's right. Guys, Wish was so good.
That movie was, I think it lost $100 million box office.
I can't wrap my head around the amount of complaints and the bad reception that Wish got, because I thought it was a fantastic film all around.
Yeah.
Like every aspect of it, the music, the writing, mm-hmm. the characters, the... subtle and not so subtle nods to the last 100 years of Walt Disney Studios and what they've been able to achieve. Everything from the animation and how it was this mm-hmm. mixed animation style to the bringing up past storylines and having subtle nods to previous characters. I mean, it was
sure.
It was beautiful. And I don't understand. I mean, unless it's just like some curmudgeon who is like, there's nothing new in this movie.
$100 million, though. $100 million hit is not just a couple of curmudgeons. It's like,
do people not go to the movie theaters for kids movies?
Not really. I think obviously we know that like the theater experience has been drastically altered.
Sure.
And,
well, that
and film releases aren't what they used to be, but yeah.
I guess maybe people aren't taking their kids to the movies anymore because you're paying, mm-hmm. you know, $15 a head plus snacks.
Yeah, but like
you
that,
can wait for it to come on Disney Plus.
But like that insane film Migration, which I also took my kid to go see. Our kid, yours and my kid.
Yeah, our shared kid.
Our shared child. That movie like blew it out of the water.
I know.
And it was just a freaking movie about ducks, with a 15-minute opening short from Despicable Me.
The difference,
mm-hmm.
I saw Migration everywhere.
Yes.
Leading up to,
yeah.
I mean, every time I turned on the TV, somebody was talking about it. There was a commercial for it everywhere. It was on buses.
Mm-hmm.
It was on billboards. It was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I saw hardly anything about Wish. Did they just decide not to have a marketing budget for that movie?
I remember 2 years ago when it was announced at D23.
Yes.
And we talked about it on an episode.
We did. I thought the animation looked weird.
Well, I remember, yes, that was that, because the only picture was just her and Valentino, Asha and Valentino
sitting on
her dead father's tree branch, spoilers. And
that was just
it,
a wishing
and it
tree.
Was just like, hey, you know, this is, if you ever wanted to know where wishes came from for Disney, where Wishing Upon a Star came from, this is it. And I was like, no one wants to know where wishes came from. Like, nobody asked about this at all. So I think that probably part of the issue ended up being that. It was a storyline that kind of no one needed, and almost like altered the canon of every other Disney movie. because it's just like wishing on a star was sort of this more like intangible idea as opposed to an actual star that like put on a mustache and hid behind pillars and stuff.
Yeah, but I think if you look at the movie for what it is, it stands alone. Mm-hmm. Like when I watch the movie, now we're getting really
deep in the weeds,
and
whatever.
Philosophical about a literal children's movie, whatever. That's what we do. We're a Disney podcast. Mm-hmm. And you probably do too if you're listening to this Disney podcast. It doesn't, to me, make me think that, spoilers, every single person in history is a star and then we all fall from the universe. It mm-hmm. seemed like this one particular storyline lives in its own universe.
Sure.
Just like all the other films, like Cinderella and Ariel don't live in the same universe. Or are they supposed to?
I don't know. I mean, this is very John Negroni Pixar theory that we're getting into.
But it's not Pixar. These are Disney.
No,
movies.
I understand that, but it's the same kind of concept. I think that as a standalone film, it was very good. I can see why people were annoyed by it. I don't think that it was marketed very well. I think that the colors in the film, frankly, were not enough to like pull people in, because it was just the whole movie was
everything
basically
was purple and blue.
It was blue, purple, and like black, and that was it in the film.
Some yellow.
Some star yellow.
A little bit of green. Little hits. Magnifico. Yeah,
but like the main colors were like purple, blue, and black was it. And so there was like nothing that really, like with Frozen, it was all blue, but it was just so bright. And like you look at pictures for Wish, and I was like, this is nothing. And the star was poorly designed. So
I liked Star.
Anyway, all that to say, that was our kid's first movie and she loved it.
And we listened to the soundtrack all the time.
All the time. Thank God Lin-Manuel Miranda did not do it.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
That was not
that
a Lin-Manuel Miranda pun intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
That was pun intentional.
Pun-tentional. So, yeah. Anyway, all that to say, I think that's everything that conspired.
I'm sure that does not summarize the last 6 months of Disney stuff that we would have wanted to talk about, but we're not going to sit here for 2 hours and
just
share all the things that happened while we were gone. Those are just the main things.
So
we had thoughts.
Let's do this then. Let's actually talk a little bit about what is coming. So
what is coming, Steven?
Last week when we were on vacation, I got a without even talking to you about it, I got a wild hair and I put up an Instagram story that said basically we're back.
I saw it.
And
asked what we wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
What people want to hear. What do the people
want? So we
wrote
out and had a couple people, write into us. One of my favorite things that someone said to us was, I don't care what you talk about. I'm just glad you're coming back. Thank you. Thank you for that. It was super nice of you. But one of our friends, Alexandra Burns, who I've spoken with quite a bit on Instagram. She's just awesome. She said that they wanted to talk to us about our favorite defunct Disney attractions and why is it Disney Quest. I don't know a whole lot about Disney Quest, to be honest with you, but I also knew nothing about like the history of churros either. So that's kind of why we do this.
That's right.
So I think that we are going to probably do some stuff on some defunct Disney rides and attractions and shows and characters and things like that, or ideas. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get like defunct land on YouTube and kind of rip that off,
right.
But I do think that there's a lot of opportunity for us to kind of give our own spin on some things and share some history and fun ideas.
Well, and you guys know in the past we've talked a little bit about rides that never came to be, and the history of that. So I think that would be really fun.
Yeah.
I think that's sort of right in our wheelhouse and right in our lane of what we enjoy doing.
We want to show our hand at any of the other things that we talked about, or maybe like tease it at all?
I think we could tease maybe one more.
One more?
One more series that might be coming after.
Okay.
That.
So we have done World Showcase, which was so much fun. Mm-hmm. I think that was just a great idea how that all came together. We loved all of our guests. And the other ones we did was we did like the history of,
famous snacks.
We did snacks and we did I can't remember, like the Icon series,
mm-hmm.
the Park Icon series, which was just so much fun. Mm-hmm. We did our artist series, which I absolutely loved. And what really pushed me really, really hard into getting back into this year was that I was just thinking about everything we did with, Jared and Brett and all of our guests, last year who came on and who kind of came back too for our World Showcase series. So mm-hmm. we talked about maybe doing something, history and the story behind some merch. Cause there's yeah. a lot of like staple merch in Disney parks that is just everywhere.
Yeah.
And so it's like, why do we now have this big deal with Loungefly or
mm-hmm. why are there so many ears?
Why are there so many sparkly ears? You know, like
why are there so yeah. many sparkly ears? We shall find out.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell you the answer. Know a little. It's capitalism. That's the answer. It all boils down to people who are willing to spend money.
Same with our snack series. That's the answer for all of it.
No, that's gluttony.
But also capitalism.
Right. Capitalist gluttons.
America.
That is my favorite there Michigan band. I really don't have anything else to go over. I think this is just a nice little welcome back introduction, if that works for you.
That works for me. I have just one last thing.
Okay.
And it is that I'm a little bit sad we're going to miss the new Encanto stage show that's going to be there this summer and ends the first week of September.
I am not, but we can agree to disagree on that one.
Yep. Well, we know how you feel about Lin-Manuel Miranda's music.
It's mostly just I don't like that movie because I think the family's very upsetting.
Well, they're supposed to be real.
Yeah. So
a little problematic, like most families are.
Listen, I'm not going to throw in our ad drops here, but of course we are still and very graciously continue to be sponsored by Deep Cut, and we are also continue to be sponsored by NeoSaber. I will have everything about their links and our discount codes and everything like that in our show notes. I want to just also say thank you to everyone who, you know, continued to listen while we were gone. Our numbers just kind of continued to rise and it seemed to me as though a lot of people discovered the show on our hiatus, which I felt was very kind of rare because we weren't showing any progress. But for everyone who kind of stuck around, who's coming back and who discovered us while we were gone, thank you. And, we are going to be back next week with something fun. I don't quite know what yet, but we'll definitely keep you guys updated on that. And,
listen for some defunct Disney attraction. Probably.
I think that's what we should probably do.
Yep.
Yeah. We might have a guest for that one too.
Also consider this season two of our show.
Yeah.
We had a break because now we're in season two.
We are in season two, episode what? 85. I think 85.
85. Wow.
Yeah. Episode 85.
Wow.
So
awesome.
All right, guys. Well, thank you again, and we will catch you next time.